Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
You are now listening to
this badass satire.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Yes, you do.
I know this song is a really cool song. Hey!
I mean, if these aren't the ridiculous stories that primitive monkeys would tell each other, I don't know what is.
And today, we're going to be talking about
dicks, pussies, and assholes.
But first, we're going to have a little fun tonight, folks, with
loud noises!
Hey, you almost killed us.
With that noise.
In another part of Eastern Europe, other lives are coming to an end in a more predictable way.
By giving in to their throbbing biological urges.
They will ponder my words until they gibber in madness.
That explains why the flight attendant keeps asking when I'm going to give her some
mayonnaise and cat food.
It's got everything a pizza mix should.
Traffic lights are placed for your convenience and safety.
The National Safety Council says that
your beautiful big ass
was exposed years ago in the 8th report of the California Senate Investigating Committee on Education.
Her cheeks, red as
the fire engine.
Her ass
was so fat.
A crowbar had to be used to pry it loose.
Around the crack.
Bend over as far as you can. Spread your cheeks. Open yourself up to me.
Drop the bomb on them, yo.
First, notify everyone in the area.
I farted! Give him a good whiff, Boris!
It was fuller and louder and shattering and
made him dizzy and sick to his stomach.
He tumbled down the steep cliff to the river below.
He was carried to the hospital and died.
When the king and queen heard this, it made their hearts swell with pride.
And also
heart disease.
He fell dead.
And now for our daily problem corner with
Vandermeer.
Get a look at the ugly mug on that one.
This is Vandermeer.
The sudden appearance of a hideous monster has made these people's hair stand on end.
This is Vandermeer again, talking to you.
But it did look like a monster.
I am a nightmare walking.
Damn right you are.
One ugly motherfucker.
Okay, I need some lipstick and blindfold.
Come on, put it on!
And I know your guests will too.
How the hell's the enemy gonna see my appeasement signals?
All right, apparently we have lost our signal.
I just lost my best horse.
I lost my head.
Gretchen's head has come off, and June wants Mother to fix it.
Some poor bastard got his head blown up.
Before we finalize it, I'd like to give you some head.
Giving heads
can be fun and profitable.
She gives everybody head.
For $12.
I have only
$11.55.
Oh, that's too bad.
Take any fruit or vegetable.
Yep. I guess that'll do.
But you know what?
A blowjob would go great with this.
I know, that job sounds fine, but I'm just not the right man for it.
He is able to put his penis into the
asshole
of the ambulance surgeon, the fire chief,
and even yourself.
My penis is already packed.
Hey, your asshole.
This is a 7-inch.
Now it is the most delicate area of my fucking body.
In his testicles, millions and millions of microscopic sperm. Watching a living animal die before their eyes and then having to eat the lifeless remains.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand so far.
When the sperm and the egg get together, they make a
new RCA brand DSS system.
Complete with attachments, a $30 value for only $14.99.
Yeah, and I think it's really valuable because her mother kept it in a safe.
It's really cool because it
had a street value of $10 million.
And this is from a reliable source.
Yes? Who is it?
It's my fucking wife, man.
She would spend hours dressing herself in
human feces.
Then she would stand by the mirror and admire herself.
And watch her go.
Here's a little shaver watching a big shaver shave.
This ball.
That looked like it hurt, didn't it? You see that? Watch it.
And look what we have for you over here.
Motherfuckers and eating cow dung.
Is anyone else getting hungry?
Eat shit.
Well, I might just do that.
It's real chocolatey and fudgy.
Celebrate spring with fragrance from Elizabeth Arden.
Stinking ass!
I won't go near chick's asshole anymore, man.
Feet downward near the bottom.
Open the nearest window.
It's okay to take a breath.
It's okay if you don't need to go right now, Katie.
It's okay to be scared, but you have to remember not to hide.
What did you say? You'll regret!
Say, did you know that some of the most exciting stories in all the world are found in the Bible?
I didn't know that.
Here's one about a beautiful queen named
Johnny Mathis.
And she's going to Bobby's party, too!
Now, the people in this story lived more than 2,000 years ago.
And then, for some 250 years...
A couple years pass.
For 30 years.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century...
Nothing ever happened until today.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
That was fun.
Maybe we could start again.
We can't do that.
So ladies and gentlemen, from us to you...
Get your ass out, goddammit!
Oh, all right. Bye-bye.